Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Good evening. Dedicate tonight's shiur for Refuah Shleima, Meryl Bas Ethel. This Shabbos is a extremely unique Shabbos that hasn't happened in 14 years, although this is not one of those rare situations, like for example when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, which sometimes many years can pass and it doesn't happen often. And then when that happens, Tisha B'Av is on Sunday. So Tisha B'Av only can be Sunday when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, as we know, that whatever the first day of Pesach falls out, on whatever day of the week the first day of Pesach falls out, is always the same day of the week that Tisha B'Av falls out, as brought down in Shulchan Aruch, At Bash, Af, Aleph, Tuf, whatever Aleph, whatever the first day of Pesach is, Tuf is Tisha B'Av. Second day of Pesach is Shavuos. The kviyus b'shana zu is that Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos. And that only happens when Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Not Erev Pesach, Pesach itself, which happens more often than Erev Pesach Shabbos. Yet in the last 14 years, we haven't merited such a kviyus. This year, not only is Tisha B'Av Shabbos, but it's a nitcha. And Nidcha to Sunday, Mitzrayim Shabbos, where the Kriya in the Torah, this Shabbos of course is Devarim, and the laning of Tisha B'Av, even though the laning is Kisoy L'Dbanim, which is in Parshas for us, Chanan, always the Kriya of Tisha B'Av is in the week of Tisha B'Av, and Tisha B'Av always falls out during the week of Vayas Chanan. It's always after Devarim, even if Tisha B'Av is on the Shabbos itself, but the fast is the day after. And even though the halacha is that we are not allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av, there is though the portion of Chumash of Tisha B'Av. And the portion of Chumash, as it is divided, as we mentioned many times, to seven portions, the portion of Sunday is the first part of Vaes Chanan. As we'll soon explain, the connection to Tisha B'Av. And this year, it's very prominent, very noticeable, the fact that Tisha B'Av is Sunday, and the Shir Chumash Yoimi would be that part of Vayas Chanan Til Sheni, which is a continuation of the parsha that we're starting this week. The parsha we're starting this week, of course, which is the Sefer HaChamishi of Chumash, Sefer Devarim, Mishneh Torah, as the Gemara in Megillah says, Moshe Mipiatzmai Amorai, it's sort of separate from the first four portions of Chumash, Bereishis, Shemois, Vayikra, Bamidbar. One of the reasons it does not start with a Vav, unlike the previous Svarim, Shemois, Ve'ela, Shemois, Vayikra, Bamidbar, Vayidabar Hashem, Moshe, Bamidbar, Sinai. Devarim starts Ela without a Vav. It is sort of cut off from the previous Svarim of Chumash. It's a Sefer B'fnei Atzmai, which Moshe says in the last 36 days of his life, Ela, B'gematria 36. And this Sefer of Chumash, always we begin learning in the fifth month, Menachem Av, in the close proximity to Tisha B'Av. So clearly this Shabbos, which is always Shabbos Chazoin, as it is known, more known to be Shabbos Chazoin than Parshas Devarim, Shabbos Devarim, is clearly connected to Tisha B'Av, since this is the Shabbos prior to Tisha B'Av, and this year it's Tisha B'Av itself. Tisha B'Av, we know, is also, besides the day of the Churban, and the day in which it was decreed, which was the first tragedy of Tisha B'Av, that we are not going into Eretz Yisrael, the Dor HaMidbar, as we read in Parshas Shlach, Vayivku Ha'om Balayla Ha'hu, Atem Bechisam Bechiyo Shalchinam, you cry for no reason, I'll give you a reason to cry, and ever since then, Tisha B'Av is a night of crying. And just like Shavuot B'Tamuz has the five reasons for its tragedy, so does Tisha B'Av, five reasons, and today we could say a lot more. Up to date, there's plenty of other tragedies that have occurred on Tisha B'Av. in the course of history. The first, which is the Shoyresh, and that's in Parashas Shlach, Vayivku Ha'am Balayla Ha'hu, is the Chet HaMeraglim. That night they cried because they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael, and then it was decreed that they are not going into Eretz Yisrael. That is repeated in detail in Parashas Devarim, in this week's Parasha. The Torah repeats, Moshe Rabbeinu discusses at length details, in fact certain details which are not discussed in Parashas Shlach, about the story of the Meraglim, which was today's portion of Chumash, today being Hey of, we're going now into Vav, today, Yardside, the Hilula of the Ari, the Arizal, Zchusayo Genoleinu, who was Nifter on the fifth day of the fifth month, like mentioned many times, like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who was Nifter the fifth day of the fifth week of Sfira, Hoyt Shebehoyd. Today is actually like Hoyt Shebehoyd, fifth day of the fifth month, which the fifth month corresponds to the fifth Sfira, Hoyd, the Hahoyd, Zuhi Beis Hamikdash, as the Gemara says in Brachos. The Parsha of Devarim, the Sefer Devarim, Parsha's Devarim, begins with Divrei Toichocha. Moshe Rabbeinu hints names of places, as we read in the first pasuk, Eila ha-devarim asher dibra Moshe el kol Yisrael ba-midbar bo-arava mo'el suf bein parum bein toifel. And all these places reminded Bnei Yisrael of different chatoim that were committed in these places. And of course the objective was that Klal Yisrael should do tshuva. In fact, this whole sefer, and I believe it's the Chayza of Lublin, who interestingly, his yard site is Tisha B'Av, this Shabbos, besides being Devarim, Shabbos Chazoin, Tisha B'Av is the yard site of the tzaddik, of the great Chayza of Lublin. He was Nifter on Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Chazoin, Chayza of Lublin. He was the Chayza, the seer. He had sort of powers that were very similar to Nevuah. The Chayza of Lublin, they say, said, or the Chiddush HaRim as well, many tzaddikim said that Sefer Devarim is the Sefer of Tshuva. That's the Sefer of Chumash that Moshe Rabbeinu, B'pi Atzmai, the Toichacha, was all to bring Klal Yisrael to Tshuva. And this is only because of Chet HaEgel and Chet HaMeraglim that it was necessary. That's why the first word of this Sefer is Eila, a tikkun for the Eila Eloihecha Yisrael, or as we read in Eicha, Al Zehoya Dove Libeinu, Al Eila Choshchu Einenu. Because of Eila, our eyes have been darkened. Al Eila Choshchu Einenu, Eila Eloihecha Yisrael. As a tikkun for the Eila Eloihecha Yisrael is the Eila HaDevarim. The Sefer HaChamishi of Chumash, Sefer HaChamishi is B'gematria Tshuva. This Sefer is the Sefer of Tshuva, which Tshuva is the prerequisite, the precondition to Geula. That's why this Sefer of Chumash, the fifth Sefer, corresponds to the fifth Golus, which will take place during the time of Ikfas the Mashiach, during the time of Erev. And perhaps we can connect this also to that which it is known that the five chumashim are keneged, the four minim of the lulav and esrig, and there's the lulav, the esrig, the hadas, and the arava, and the yid who is mekayim the mitzvah. So Svarim tell us, right, based on that which is brought down in the Sifrei HaMekubalim, Vayikra, which is the middle sefer of Chumash, is the person performing the mitzvah. Bereshis Shemais is the Lulav and the Esrig, and the Mamidva Devarim is the Hadas and the Arava. So Devarim is the Arava. Devarim is connected to the Arava. The Arava is the lowest Jew, the sinner, as we read in the first pasuk of this week's parasha. Eila haDevarim asher dibra Moshe el kol Yisrael baMidbar bo Arava. And Rashi clearly says Arava b'shvil ho Arava shechotu b'baal peor b'shitim b'arvois moyav. So Arava clearly is connected sinners, and the lowest sinners, Shitim, Shtus, the last chait before Klal Yisrael are ready to go into Eretz Yisrael, and it's very similar to the time we're in now, prior to entering Eretz Yisrael. Our generation is the generation of Arava. The Parsha ends with Arava. The Parsha begins with Arava. The Sefer begins with Arava. And this Parsha, the Devarim itself, also ends with the concept of Arava. The last portion of Chumash Shvi till Maftir, which is the portion of Shabbos, which is Tisha B'Av, is the Reuven and Gad were given portions of Sichon and Oig. The Ha'arava, the Hayardain Ugevul, Mikineres Va'ad Yom Ha'arava, Yom HaMelach, Tachas Ashvais HaPiska Mizracha. Interesting. It starts with Arava, it ends with Arava. And Sefer Devarim itself also ends with Arvois Moyav, Ayal Moshe, May Arvois Moyav El Har Nevoi. Last portion of the entire Sefer, Moshe Rabbeinu going up from Arvois Moyav to Har Nevoi, from the lowest point to the highest. As Rashi clearly says, that Arava is the Chet of Pa'or, which was done in Arvois Moyav. Bayal Moshe may Arvais Moyav, and Sefer Bamidbar also ends Be Arvais Moyav al Yarden Yerechay. And perhaps we could say Arvais Moyav is Ikfis of the Mashiach. Arvais Moyav is the time we're in now, the time of Erev, the time of Choshech. Arva, which is a Lashon of Choshech, Erev. And the whole Sefer is Keneged the doyer of Arava, the doyer prior to the to Bias HaMashiach, that is going to be under the domain of the Golus HaChamishi, which is Golus Yishmael. Sefer Devarim was said, was written for our generation, Keneged the Golus HaChamishi, and Keneged the Chelek of the Neshama, the fifth Chelek, as we mentioned many times, Yechida, which will be revealed Al Yedei Mashiach, which Moshe Rabbeinu began. Everything in Torah, even that which is going to be revealed later on, is rooted in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And clearly, there are levels. Torah as Moshe, there is the first four Chumashim, and there's the fifth. There's Pshat, Remez, Drush, Soid. And then there's the Chelek of Soid itself that's going to be revealed later, Keneged Yechida. So Moshe began this here in Sefer Devarim. Hoyel Moshe Be'er, Hoyel. Moshe began explaining, what do you mean he began? He's been teaching Torah the entire 40 years of the desert. Here he's starting first. He's beginning something new here, which is going to first be revealed later on in history. Al Yedei Mashiach, Al Yedei Eliyahu, Hoyel, Hoyel Moshe, Hoyel is Isaias Eliyahu. And as we've been talking about the last few weeks, how Klal Yisrael next week is making the Siyum HaShas, which ends with Tana Debei Eliyahu, and beginning the new Masechta Brachos, May Masai Koren Es Shema Be'arvis. How can one be Mekabel O Malcha Shemayim Be'arvis in Erev, in the time of Arava, in the time of Ikvus of the Mashiach, as we're going to see taking place, where so many thousands of Jews will be Mekabel O Malcha Shemayim and commit themselves to start over again. And not only Bavli, but also Yerushalmi. There's a movement now to fuse the Gemara Bavli with Yerushalmi, which incidentally is connected to Tisha B'Av. Reb Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld once said an amazing remez, Tziyon b'mishpat tipode, which is the last pasuk of the Haftorah of Shabbos Chazayim, b'shaver ha-bitzdaka, which the Navi tells us that we're going to be redeemed via mishpat and tzedaka, Torah and tzedaka. So he said, Tziyon b'mishpat tipode is b'gematria Talmud Yerushalmi. Exactly. B'shaver ha-bitzdaka is b'gematria Talmud Bavli. They say the Brisker Rav, when he heard that, said that that's Ruach HaKodesh. We can add to it, and especially that this week, many are starting both Bavli and Yerushalmi, some already started, the fusion of these two Gemaras, which is Yadua, that before Mashiach comes, Shteit and Svarim, the Talmud Yerushalmi is going to be restored, sort of, more people are going to be learning it, Tiras Eretz Yisrael, as we're getting closer to Enter Eretz Yisrael. The milui of Tisha B'Av, the word Tisha B'Av, if you take the milui, the oisius inside the letters Tisha B'Av, that's the yud vav of the tuf, the yud nun of the shin, the yud nun of the ayin, the yud of the hay, and then the yud tuf of the bays, and the lamed pay of the aleph, and the yud tuf of the second bays is begamatria Talmud Yerushalmi, it's begamatria tzion b'mishpat tipada, meaning that the tikkun for Tisha B'Av, one of the tikkunim is Talmud Yerushalmi, Talmud Bavli, the fusion of the two Gemaras, which is also a tikkun for the galus we're in now, which is galus Yishmael. V'shaveha b'tzedaka. V'shaveha b'tzedaka is b'gematria v'hu yihi apera adam yaday ba'koil v'yad koil boy, and that's Yishmael, and that's equal to Talmud Bavli. As the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says that Mashiach wants to come to Talmidei Chachamim. He doesn't want to come to Amei Ha'aretz, especially that Mashiach, he says, is Moshe Rabbeinu, Mashahoyahu Sheyihie Rashatev, is Moshe Goyal Rishon, Goyal Achroin. Moshe, the giver of the Torah, wants to be comfortable when he comes to redeem us. So that's why it's necessary, and we see today tremendous hisoiris by many in different areas, different projects of learning, of trying to accomplish daily learning, whether it's Gemara, Mishnayos, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, Zohar, whatever it is, as preparation for Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveha b'tzedaka. Sefer Devarim is the Sefer that Moshe Rabbeinu prepares us for our entrance into Eretz Yisrael, for our entrance into Yerushalayim. Sefer Devarim is b'gematria Yerushalayim. Mishnah Torah is also Isis Shmeina Torah, the Torah of Shmini, the Torah of Mashiach, the Torah of Mashiach, which is called the Torah Chadosha Meiti Tates, the Torah that's considered new. It's a whole new revelation, not new Chas V'Shalom, but a new revelation that's going to be revealed in the future, is hinted in Mishnah. This is Mishnah Torah, Sefer Devarim, which Moshe taught, is the Haskalah of that part of Torah that Mashiach is going to reveal. La'asid lovei. Mishnah Torah is b'gematria Mashiach ben David u Mashiach ben Yosef. Mishnah, double. The two Mashiachim, Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, together with Eliyahu, Hayil Moshe, Hayil Isis Eliyahu, are going to usher in a whole new level of Torah like never before, as the Medrash in Kehelet says that the Torah now is only Hevel compared to the Torah of La'asid lovei. Imagine all the Torah we have today, and so much of it is Hevel compared to the Torah that's going to be revealed in the future. And it's Al Yedei, the Torah that we learn now, that we're going to be Zeichet to the Torah of the future. But there can't be Torah of the future if there isn't Torah now. Which could be the reason why we're seeing such a growth in many areas, a return to Bekiyus of Mesechtis, of Shas, and so on, a different Chalakim of Torah as we're getting closer to Bias HaMashiach. Clearly, this Shabbos, although many may look at it as a sad Shabbos, and in some communities perhaps it is viewed that way, and in many communities they wore Big Day Choyl on this Shabbos, by Hasidim, by Sfardim, and the Kubolim, this is the most joyous of all the Shabbosos of the year. Because this is the Shabbos of the birthday of Mashiach, Leidas, Moshion Shal Yisrael, and especially the way it falls out this year, that it's on Shabbos, and it goes straight into Moitzoy Shabbos, Sudas Malav Malka, hopefully, from Sudas Shloime B'Shaita, Ki Yadua, that when Shabbos is Erev Tisha B'Av, even or this, the way it falls out this year, where there's no Suda HaMafsekes. So one may eat during the Suda Shalishas, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, Kesudas Shloimei B'Shatoi. And of course the hope is that it continues, that we should get the news already, that we can continue eating and have Malav HaMalka with Eliyahu HaNavi, and not have to fast at all. And especially the way it falls out this year, as we mentioned before, with the end of Devarim entering Va'eschanan, as we'll explain in a moment. We mentioned many times that what it says in Shibole Leket, which is brought down in the Beis Yosef and Ilchus Reish Chodesh, the last Hallelujah of Tehillim, Mizmar Kuf Nun, has 12 Hallelujahs in it. Those 12 Hallelujahs correspond to the 12 months, which means the first one is Nisan, Hallelujah Kael B'Kotra, is Iyar, Hallelujah Berkiah Uza is Sivan, Hallelujah B'Gevuroisav is Tammuz. That makes sense, we can understand that, it's a month of Gevura. But Menachem of Hallelujah K'Roiv Gudloi, Roiv Gudloi. How do we understand Roiv Gudloi and its connection to Menachem of L'Cha'ira? What does Roiv Gudloi mean? Roiv Gudloi means immense good. Gedula is good. And that we see in the portion of Chumash of Sunday the first portion of Vayeschanan, which happens to be the fast day, if we're going to have to fast, Hashem Elohim, Ata Achiloisa Lahara, says, Avdacha, Es Godlacha, Es Yodacha HaChazaka. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu is begging Hashem to allow him to go into Eretz Yisrael, which is what we're doing on Tisha B'Av. And he's saying, you have already shown me your power and your strong hand. Now Rashi tells us, what does Godlacha mean? Zu Midas Tuvacha. Your measure of good, your good character. V'chein hu oimer, an amazing Rashi here, as we'll see in a moment. Rashi says, "What? How do we see that goydel, gedula, is good?" He quotes a pasuk in Parshas Shlach. V'ata yigdal na koyach Hashem kasha dibar talema. Yigdal na koyach Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is beseeching from Hashem. He's asking Hashem for chesed, for good. When was that pasuk said? V'ata yigdal na koyach Hashem. Which, when then Moshe Rabbeinu invokes the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachem for the first time, Hashem, Hashem, Keil Rachem V'Chanan. That's right after Chet HaMeraglim. If one looks back in Parshas Shlach, the way it looks, but Parshas HaKsuvim, that this was said the night of Tisha B'Av. The night of Tisha B'Av is when Moshe Rabbeinu said, V'ato Yigdal Makoyach Hashem, 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 Keil Rachem V'Chanan. And Hashem answers, and V'ayoyim Hashem, not Elohim, Hashem, Solachti Kedvorecha. Which was a pasuk that we say on Yom Kippur. A pasuk that's associated with the tikkun for the chet hameraglim and tikkun for chet ha'ego. Rashi brings that pasuk, the negeh to chet ha'ego too, although that pasuk is said in Parshas Shlach in connection to chet hameraglim, and it's not a steer because chet hameraglim is the culmination of chet ha'ego, which is why there's a Tisha B'Av. But the pella is the words Hashem, Salachti, Kedvarecha, those three words are exactly the gematria Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av Klapei Chutz is a day of din, but Bepnimius it's a day of chesed. As the Svarim say, it's Mazel Aryeh, Menachem Ov is Mazel Aryeh. Aryeh is mean on the outset, but it says to its own, it's chesed, it's Bepnimius chesed. Aryeh is chesed because we say on the Merkava, the lion is on the right side of the chariot. The ox is on the left side, the lion is on the right, right is chesed. Aryeh is only din klapei chutz, but it's chesed b'fnim. That's what the Svarim tell us. Aryeh is 216, Aleph Reish Yud Hei. That's how many hours there are in the 9 days. In the 9 days, 9 times 24 is 216. That's Aryeh. B'gematria gvura. Gvura, klapei chutz, it's gvura. B'pnimius, it's chesed. It's as Godlecha. Godlecha says Rashi has Zumidas Tuvcha. And the pasuk he quotes is what was said on Tisha B'Av. V'ata yigdal na koyach Hashem. And Hashem answers, Salachti kidvarecha, which means that Moshe Rabbeinu invokes the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim for the first time the night of Tisha B'Av. He was taught it after Chet HaEgel. But when does he actually say the Yud Gimel Midos, which certainly bring Rachamim? It's 13 times Chesed. 13 times Chesed. 13 times Yudke Vavke. Svarim tell us, Shlach, Shin Lamed Ches, that's the parasha in which this is quoted. Shin Lamed Ches is Begamatria 13 times Hashem's name, 13 times Yud Kei Vav Kei, 13 times 26 is 338. That's the parasha of Chet HaMeraglim. That's the parasha where Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim are revealed. And when was that said? The night of Tisha B'Av. Now how can that be? If Tisha B'Av is the day of Churban, the day of Golist, Gvura, yet on that night, the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim are invoked, and Hashem says, Salachti Kedvarecha, because really it was chesed b'pnimius. The churban is really chesed. The Gemara says, Mizmar la'asaf, kina la'asaf mi boyele. The Gemara says, in Brachas. In Tehillim, Kapitel Pei Gimel, Mizmar la'asaf, elikim bo goyim b'nach alasecha. Why does David start it off with the words Mizmar? Is this a song? It should be a lamentation. Kina la'asaf mi boyele. Says, the Gemara, because the chesed was that Hashem let out his anger on the building, shofach ha-mosei alo eitzim v'alo avonim. But he saved Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael were not destroyed. Salachti kedvarecha. I'm not going to destroy Klal Yisrael. Hashem, like similar to the Shmira Saluchas, the Luchas were destroyed. Klal Yisrael were not. The building was destroyed. The building was taken as collateral. Klal Yisrael survived. Yes, that generation didn't go into Eretz Yisrael, but v'tapchem asher amartem lovaz yihye, they did. V'hevesi, as it says in Parashat Shlach, goes on the next generation. Ad hayayim hazeh, we're still here. The churban served as Kaviyachal Hashem letting out His anger on the buildings, taking away the buildings from us, and but we survive. And the whole purpose is to bring to Bias HaMashiach. Mizmar La'asaf is Begematria Mashiach Ben David with a Yud. The way it's going to be written, La'asad Lavoi, David with a Yud. Mizmar La'asaf. The whole Churban is for the purpose of Golas. It's B'pnimius, it's Chesed. Es Godlecha. Es Godlecha is Begematria HaMelech HaMashiach. Es Godlecha Zu Midas Tuvcha, says Rashi. It's Toiv. And therefore we can understand now the fifth Halleluka of the Mizmar Kufnun, Halleluhu, Keroiv Gudloi. Roiv, Rav Chesed, yes, that's Av. Av is Chesed, Behemoth. Karachim, Av, Albonim. How can we call this month Av? When in Eichel we say, Yisoyimim Hayinu Ve'ein Av. We call it Menachem Av, and yet, Rochak Mimenu Menachem Meshiv Navshi. We call it Shabbos Chazoin, and yet the Pasuk says, Leimotsu Chazoin Me Hashem in Eichel. There is no Chazoin, there's no vision, there's no prophecy, we lost prophecy. Everything about the name of the month and the name of the Shabbos of Tisha B'Av doesn't seem to fit. Chazoin, Menachem, Av. Because B'Pnimius, this month is the month of Nechama. This is the month of Mashiach, Menachem. Chodesh HaChamishi, Chodesh HaMashichi, Chodesh Menachem Av is B'Gematria, Melech HaMashiach. It is the month in which Hashem shows us His tremendous rachmanis. Kasher yaser ish es benoi Hashem alekecha miyasarecha. Like a father chastises a son, but it's machmas ahava. Not chas v'sholom because he hates his son. It's ahava. Choseich shiftoi soinei benoi ve'oihava ishach haroi musar, as it says in Mishlei. It's ahava. Like an ov. It's roiv gudloi. It's Es Godlecha. That's what we're going to read. This is the first portion of Voschanan, which this year is the fast day. The last portion of Devarim, though, is the portion that talks about the command to the Bnei Reuven and the Bnei Gad about their conquering of Eretz Yisrael and not to be afraid of the nations. Lo tiroim. And there it says, V'yas Yehoshua Tzivesi. In Chumash, the word Yehoshua is always written without the first Vav. Without the second Vav, rather. Yehoshua, Yud Hei Vav Shin Ayin. Here it's written with two Vavs. It's Mole. Yehoshua Tzivesi. A Yeshua Shlema. Yehoshua Tzivesi. Yehoshua Tzivesi is Begematria Bereshis. Back to the beginning. Yehoshua Tzivesi is Begematria Anoichi Anoichi Humoichi Fisho'echa Lama'ani. That Hashem is going to erase our Chatoyim. Hashem is going to bring us back to Reishis and give us the Yeshua that we're waiting for. Yeshua Tzivesi. This is read Shabbos Tisha B'Av, the portion of between Shavii and the end. In fact, it's after Maftir. It's all the way at the end. The end of time. The end of time. The end of this parasha is Yeshua Tzivesi, complete Yeshua. Tzion b'mishpati pade b'shaveha b'tzdaka. And this is what was said to God. As we mentioned last week, what the Aris Dvash says, that God, Menachem Av is God. Menachem Av is Keneged God, God the fighter who's going to have to fight all the powers of evil at the end of time, which we're in now. We have to fight all the evil powers that are trying to prevent Mashiach from being revealed. The Gezeirois, whether in Eretz Yisrael, whether in any other parts of the world, the Umais sharpening their swords, the threats, everything now is because as we get closer to the end, there's Melchama, as we get closer to the end, Melchamas Gai Gumagai, which as it says in Midrashim, that God will be at the forefront then too, Va'anachno Necholeitz Chushim, Chushim Oisius Mashiach. So God, mentioned here at the end of the parasha, is the one who's being given the command to fight on the front lines. Loi ti roam, do not be afraid, ki Hashem alekechem hu hanilcham lachem. And this we're reading on Tisha B'Av, as we're getting closer to the fast day on Shabbos, when Shabbos, there's no Avelis, Shabbos, a year has to be besimcha, b'yom simchas chameilu ha-shabbosais. On Shabbos, we really feel the roiv gudloi, the rav chesed, the toiv, the panemius of Tisha B'Av. Because on Shabbos, there's no elikim, there's no midas hadin, v'yechav elikim, b'yom ha-shavi'i. On Shabbos, there's no milchama. On Shabbos, Shabbos is menucha. Shabbos is Yom Shakulei Shabbos Amenucha L'chayeho Elamim. the opposite really of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is a day associated with Chayil, with Melchama, with Golus, with Churban, and Shabbos is Geula. Yom Shekulei Shabbos Amenucha L'Chayi Ha'ilomim. Shabbos is Shalom. Lack of Shabbos is unity. Moisavaru Eish B'Chol Moish V'Seichem B'Yom HaShabbos. There's no Machloikus on Shabbos. There's no Kas. No Sheker on Shabbos. So really, Shabbos and Tisha B'Av are opposites. Tisha B'Av B'Chitzonius, but the Panemius of Tisha B'Av and Shabbos are the same. The Panemius of Tisha B'Av is Leidas Moshiach. That means Tisha B'Av B'Panemius is a day associated with Kulay Toiv. It's the Tess. It's the ninth day of the month. The Tess, as we mentioned, Chodesh Menachem Av was created with the letter Tess, as it says in Sefer Yetzirah. That's the Tess of Esva'or Ki Toiv Vayavdel, the test at the beginning of Chumash, that the Gemara says in Bava Kamma and Nehem and Aleph, that if someone sees a test in a dream, he should look forward to good, because test is good, because the first time it ever says test in Chumash is in the word Toiv. The test, as the B'nai Yisoscha says, has four tagin on it, which is four, 9 times 4 is 36. That's the Oyer HaGonis that lasted for 36 hours. Sefer Devarim was taught in 36 days, Eila 36. And it's Mevatel, the 36 krisos, equal to the word Eicha. Eicha, as it says in Medrash, Aleph Yud Chav Hei, Begematria 36. There are 36 krisos, as the first Mishnah says in krisos, Shloshim V'sheish krisos. And the 36 Sefer Devarim, Eila HaDevarim, is Mevatel, the Eicha, Eicha Esol Levadi, is Mevatel, the Eicha, Hoysel the Zayna that we have in the Haftarah, and the Eicha Yoshba Badad, Ho'ir, Rosh Hatevis, Eva, hatred, hatred Sinaschinam is what caused the Churban, Eicha Yoshba Badad, Ho'ir, and what led to the Lamed Vav Krisos. So this week, this Shabbos, which is Mevorech Tisha B'Av, and of course the great Yom Tov Chamisha Asa B'Av, which is Friday, this Shabbos contains therefore both Tisha B'Av and Chamisha Asa B'Av, and the tremendous shinoi between them. Tisha B'Av, the lowest day of the year, as of now, B'chitzayni, is Chamisha Asa B'Av, the most joyous, as the Mishnah says in Tainus, last Mishnah. Loi ha yomim tovim liYisrael, kachamisha Asa B'Av. Both are in the same week this year. One is Sunday and one is Friday, in the week of Eschanan, but the Shabbos in which these days are benched, as the Zohar says, my name is Baruchim Kula Yoimin, is this Shabbos. Parashas Devarim benches both the Tisha B'Av and Chamisha Asa B'Av, and in the middle there's the Siyam HaShas, and just like we go from Eivel Liyamta, from Tisha B'Av to Chamisha Asa B'Av, we go from Nida to Brachos, Nida which is a Klola. Chava was Neskalel, 10 Klolos, as the Gemara says in Erevin, Daf Kufa Medbeis, the Gemara says that Chava was cursed with 10 curses, and one of them is Dam Nida. Nida is a curse. When Nida comes to an end, the curse is over, and then we start Brachos, we go from Nida to Brachos, the Kabbalah Sarah Malcha Shamayim, and Mosai Karin Eshma Ba'aris, one after the other, simultaneously, immediately, we make the seam, and we start the new Masechta. That's how it works when you make a seam, you go from the end to the beginning. Maskifan Saifa B'Tchilasan, Noet Saifan B'Tchilasan, which is why Torah is that way in general, as we mentioned before, the end and the beginning of every parasha, the end of the beginning of every sefer in Chumash, the end of the beginning of every mesechta in Shas, and of course Shas itself are related. It's a cycle. We finish the entire Chumash, we go right to Bereishis again, we finish Bezois HaBracha, we start Bereishis, which starts with a Beis, which is Bracha, which is why Mesechta Brachas is the first Mesechta also because of Bracha. So we go from Klola to Bracha, and all of that is happening this week. Tremendous Chus for Klal Yisrael. And the tremendous change that takes place, even though it sounds ridiculous, that 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday, if we're still in Golis, suddenly there's music blaring all over in all the camps, and everyone's running to do the laundry, which of course obviously they have to do, and to shave or to take a haircut or whatever else. It's not just because finally that suppressed feeling in the 9 days and the 3 weeks, finally we just bust. It's also the fact that Chazal permitted, and Chazal said that's how it should be, means that's how it's going to be. It's going to happen in a split second. The Geula is going to happen suddenly. Pisaim Yavai Ha'adain from Evel Yomtif Miyagain L'Simcha. Immediately. A change that's going to take place so drastically from sadness to joy. Just like if Chas V'Shalom we're going to still be in Gola Sunday, we're going to go from Yomtif to Evel. We're going to go from Shalashudis, which is Kasudas Shleim B'Shadai, into Tisha B'Av. If it has to be, so too from Tisha B'Av to Chamisha Asa B'Av, or to the next day, total turnaround, complete change. And then it will be recognized, the Toiv HaGonuz, the good, the hidden good that exists in Tisha B'Av. As we mentioned, the fact that this month was created with the letter Tes, and Tes is Toiv, as Ha'arki Toiv HaYavdel, means that the Pnimius, not only is Chodesh Menachem of a Chodesh of Toiv, which we can say starts from Chamisha Asa B'Av, the first half is Midas HaDin, as we see in the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Menachem of. It's Haskes Ushma Yisroel Hayoim, which is Hei Vav Yud Hei. So it starts off backwards. That's the first half of the month. And then the second half is Yisroel Hayoim, Lo Hayom Toivim Li Yisroel, Kachamisha Asa B'Av. Starting Chamisha Asa B'Av, there's a change, a transition from Eva Liyamtif, from curse to blessing, of his Orur, Baruch, as the Svarim say, we go from Oror to Baruch. The first half of the month is cursed, second half is blessed, like what we're going to be doing this week, from Nida to Bracha, is Klola to Bracha, Tisha B'Av to Chamisha Asa B'Av. Besides that, Chazal didn't only mean that, the Torah doesn't only mean starting Chamisha Asa B'Av, but Tisha B'Av itself is B'Pnimiyus Toiv, Es Gadlecha, as mentioned before, Es Gadlecha B'Gematria Mashiach Ben David, Midas Tuvcha, as Rashi says, Toiv, that was said, Tisha B'Av by night, Hashem Salachti Kedvarecha B'Gematria Tisha B'Av, that was said, Tisha B'Av by night, the saddest day of the year, when Vayivku Ha'am Ba'Laila, who at the same time that Hashem is decreeing all the tragedies of Tisha B'Av, which are all rooted in that night, including the Holocaust, including everything, World War I that started on Tisha B'Av, the Spanish Inquisition that started on Tisha B'Av, and who knows what else. But that night already, the Yud Gimel Midai Sarachim were said. That night already, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Yigdal Na Koyach Hashem, with a large Yud. The 13 Midais are revealed. Hashem says, Salachti Kedvarech, already the night of Tisha B'Av, the Refuah Koydim, the Makkah. And that's the portion of Chumash, even though you might not be able to learn it because it's also to learn on Tisha B'Av, but it's there. That's the portion of Chumash of Asiri B'Av this year, Sunday, Tisha B'Av Nidcha. As the Gemara says, that Rabbeinu HaKadosh held that when it's pushed off, it should be pushed off. If it hail the Nidcha Yidach, if it's pushed off already, so it should be pushed off. We shouldn't have to fast at all. We don't paskin that way. But the fact that there is such a shita means that when it falls out that way, it's a zman mesugo to be pushed off. Especially Moitzoi Shabbos. Ki yodua that the golus, the churban, was on Moitzoi Shabbos. The Gemara says in Tainus that that's exactly when it happened. It happened Moitzoi Shabbos. That's when Hitzisu Ha'esh Le'erev. When we're going to be sitting, eating Seuda Shlishis, Kesudas Shloima B'Shatoi, Raiva the Raivin, the high point of the Shabbos, which is the time of Seuda Shlishis, on which we say in the Zmira, is Leis Dinin Deskifin, during that time. Leis Dinin Deskifin, there are no Midas HaDin sort of disappears during the time of Seuda Shlishis, Raiva the Raivin, that's when the Beis HaMikdash was burnt. Mamish, that's when it happened. B'la'is Erev, Hitzisu Es Ha'or, it seems like it was that time, the time of Seuda Shlishis, of Leis Dinin Deskifin. Leis Dinin Deskifin is B'gematria, Misham Yikabetzcha Hashem Aleikecha, Umisham Yikachecha, which is talking about Kibbutz Goliyos, especially from our Golos. Umisham Yikachecha is also B'gematria V'shaveha B'tzdaka, which, as mentioned before, is equal to Vehuyihi Apera Adam Yadai Bakoil Viyat Koil Boy, which is Golos Yishmoel, the Golos that we're in now, which is intensifying in certain ways. In certain ways, it seems like it's petering out. But on the other hand, it's intensifying. And it's intensifying, as we see with Paras, that which the Medrash says is going to take place prior to Bias HaMashiach, a situation with Paras. Whatever that is, no one really knows. A situation with Paras, with Melech Arvi, in that part of the world, which is going to be the Arvi and the Arabs, also similar to the word Arava, as we mentioned before. In the time when Am Yisrael are compared to the Arava, but Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem Elokim Ata Achilois Olaharois Es Avdecha Es Godlecha Ve Es Yodecha Hachazaka, as Godlechav, as Yadacha Hazaka is Begematria, Lubav Esroig Hadas Arava. All of everyone together, all segments of Klal Yisrael, including the Arava, are included in that tefillah, which Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel for all Doris Ad Hayoyim Hazeh to be able to go to Eretz Yisrael. That's why the Megala Amukas has a sefer only on that first part, on the first part of Voeschanan, 252 Oifanim, on Voeschanan El Hashem, Voes Hahilemor. Voes Hahi means at that time, the time of Ikvasa the Mashiach, the time of the Tsaris, of the Shas Hatchak, Kedaihu Reb Shimon Lismachalov, Bishas Hatchak, Bishas Topshanayan Beis, Boeis Hahi Leimar. Interesting, we take the word Boeis Hahi Leimar with the Oisius. Normally, we try to, the Gematrius normally are without even a Koilel, but sometimes you add a Gematria could be with the Oisius and the Koilel. Boeis Hahi Leimar with the Oisius and the Koilel is equal to Topshanayan Beis. Bo'eis ha'hilem, Moshe Rabbeinu was being misfalel for this generation, Bo'eis ha'hilem, that we should be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was invoking the Midas HaChesed of Hashem as Godlecha. And that's why at the end of Parshas Devarim, connecting Devarim to Voeschanan, Ve'es Yehoshua Tzivesi, Bo'eis ha'hilem, with the same phrase, Bo'eis ha'hilem, or twice. The end of Devarim, beginning of Voeschanan, with, as we mentioned before, Yehoshua Tzivesi, the Yeshua Shalema, Yehoshua is written here with a vav, Bo'eis Hahilema, at that time of Tzara, at that time of Shas Hatchak, Yehoshua Tzivesi, I command a complete, there's going to be a Yeshua Shalema, the Torah is Maftiachas, that if we, obviously it doesn't mean we have to, that we just can lay back, but because we have to lend the hit. We're starting Sefer Devarim. This is the Sefer of Tshuva, as mentioned before. This is the Sefer of Teichacha. Moshe Rabbeinu is being Ma'ira Klal Yisrael to Tshuva. The Parsha of Tshuva is in Sefer Devarim, in Parshas Nitzavim. This whole Sefer, as mentioned before, from the Chayza of Lublin, whose yard site is this Shabbos, Kusa Yagon Aleinu. In fact, it's known that he said that the Misnagdim, he had a lot of Misnagdim, they won't be able to rejoice on my Hilula. He was Niftar on Tisha B'Av, because there was a threat that when he dies, we're going to dance in the streets. He says, they're not going to be able to dance when I'm Niftar. He said, he was Niftar on Tisha B'Av. So he the Chayza of Lublin, who saw, as it says, everything that's going to happen till the end of time, who said that Sefer Devarim is the Sefer of Tshuva. Moshe Rabbeinu was already telling us in the first parasha of the Sefer of Tshuva that at the end, Bo'eis ha'hilemor ve'es Yehoshua tzivesi Yehoshua molei vav. The Yeshua Shalem is going to take place from the Tzorah of Bo'eis ha'hi. Bo'eis ha'hi is Oisius Eis Tisha B'Av, the time of Tisha B'Av. The Tisha B'Av Bechitzainius, which is a day of Tzorah and Churban, will be Nishapech. To the Panemius, the Panemius, that means the Miloy of Tisha B'Av, which is Begematria, as we mentioned before, Tzion B'Mishpat Tipada, and Talmud Yerushalmi. The Giloy of Talmud Yerushalmi, which till now has been Behesta, we see today a tremendous Giloy in Talmud Yerushalmi, just like today there's a Giloy in Panemius HaTorah, the part of Torah connected with Kabbalah, the part of Torah that's known as Chasidus, beginning with the Baal Shem Tov, starting really before that with the Arizal's yard site was today, and Rav Shimon ben Yochai. B'nei Yisrael Yoytzim B'yod Rama, as the Unkelah says, B'reish Gali, B'reish is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, B'reish is Rabbi Yitzchak ben Shloimoi, that's the Arizal, B'reish is Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem, B'reish Gali, B'yod Rama, B'nei Yisrael Yoytzim, the B'nei Yisrael are going to go out of Golas, B'yod Rama, in the Schus of B'reish Gali, and these Tzadikim who began the Giloy of Sefer HaZoyah, Pnimius HaTorah in general, the part of Torah connected with the fifth level of Yechida, which is really the Mushrish and Sefer Devar, which Moshe Rabbeinu starts here, Hoyel Moshe Be'er, Hoyel Oisius Eliyahu. That we start Tisha B'Av time, because that's when it's going to start with Chayra now. Tisha B'Av is the day of Leidas Mashiach, who's going to reveal the fifth level, which is Yechida. That's why perhaps the Chitzainius on Tisha B'Av, there are also Chamisha Inuyim, just like there are Chamisha Inuyim on Yom Kippur, which even though it's not the same, Yom Kippur is a day of Simcha, but the Chamisha Inuyim connected the Chamisha Tefillah is connected the Chamisha Chelke HaNefesh. That's why Eicha has five chapters. Eicha has five prakim. until we come to the last pasuk that we read in Eicha, which is tshuva, tashuv hey, the hey returns, the hey, the letter hey, which is the letter that Hashem created the world with, hey equal to five, and that's the letter that fell because of Aveira, of our Yudke, the hey falls. The union of tshuva is tashuv hey, returning the hey back to Hashem's name, all the five chelke ha-nefesh. That's Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'Nashuva Chadesh Yomeinu Kikedem, back to Bereishis, as we said before, Yehoshua Tzivesi B'Gematria Bereishis Chadesh Yomeinu Kikedem Bereishis Milakadmin, back to the beginning, Beis Hamikdash restored, the Pnimius of Tisha B'Av revealed, the Toivin Tisha B'Av Leida, meaning the revelation of Mashiach is on Tisha B'Av itself. Who knows if all the revelations and giluyim that we're going to be zeichet to la'asud lavi will happen on Tisha B'Av itself. The total turnaround could take place mamish on Tisha B'Av itself, and we shouldn't have to wait to Tisha B'Av, but it could happen mamish on Tisha B'Av, especially that this year Tisha B'Av starts Maitzoy Shabbos, which Maitzoy Shabbos ki yadua is the first time of, it says during, that's the time Mesugul for Bias HaMashiach, which is why Maitzoy Shabbos, we sing all the Nagunim about Eliyahu and Mashiach, Dafka Maitzoy Shabbos. Right away, because on Shabbos it says the Gula can't happen, there's Shailas, so even that, Volitzia and Goyal is Dafka, after Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, there's a Shailas, Mashiach then comes. So the first opportune time is Maitzoy Shabbos, which is connected to Shmini. It's still Shabbos, yet it's the weekday, it's Maitzoy Shabbos, it's the Bechina of Maitzoy Shvius Ben David Bo, which could also mean Maitzoy Shabbos Ben David Bo, and this year, it falls out exactly sort of the way it happened then by the Churban, which should be Zoychatakatu, the Venahapaychu, total turnaround, that the Chayda should be Nepach, as it's going to happen next week. We're going to see the Evel Yomtiv. We shouldn't have to wait for Chamisha Asub Bo, the Tisha B'Av itself should turn around and become a day of Geula, a day of Sasein and Simcha, Yehavchu Yomim Eilu, the Sasein and the Simcha, Ulamayadim Toivim, and we should all be able to go from Shalashurdas to Malav Malka and to dance together with Mashiach this Tisha B'Av in the base Hamikdash Hashlishi.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.